City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to a beautiful Saturday. We had all that torrential rain yesterday, and look at what we have this morning. It is absolutely beautiful. If you're just waking up, thank you so much for joining me. Welcome to today's edition of Praise in the City. Well, a lot has happened in the past week here in Philadelphia, and the one of the big breaking events was the layoffs at the school district, and we are going to have a conversation about that with our off-site producer and dear friend to the show, Mr. Donovan West. I'm sure you have some comments as we get into today's discussion, so let me give you the number, 215-263-1039. But as usual, we start the day off with a moment of inspiration.
For some who will understand our praise, and may not understand our praise, we as a family of Jesus here would like to tell you the reason why we sing.
I'll see.
are getting this morning started off just right. Welcome to this edition of Praise in the City. I am your hostess, Tiffany Bacon. Have you liked our Facebook page yet? If you have Facebook, go on over to our page and like us. I like to post various things, and you can also have an opportunity to post your comments about the show for each week. I would love to hear from you. So just go to Praise in the City on Facebook.com. Well, welcome to today's program. Today we are talking about the proposed layoffs at the school district. We got the word via the news yesterday. We've had a few shows on this topic, but now it is time to deal with the potential layoffs. And it is so disturbing. It's time to galvanize. It's time to move. It's time to mobilize. It's time to make some real changes. Otherwise, 3,783 people across the district will lose their jobs. Here to talk with us about it is our offsite producer, Mr. Donovan West. Donovan, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us.
No problem.
All right. Here's the breakdown. We have 127 assistant principals, 676 teachers, 283 counselors, 1,202 noontime aides, 307 secretaries, 769 supportive service assistants, all people who will lose their jobs.
This is ridiculous. There's no, I mean, I can't even put it into better words or better terms.
Okay, so, you know, clearly we have a major crisis here in Philadelphia as far as education, its budget, its this. What is the root, and what do we as the public need to do to help stop this bleeding of our education system?
Well, I think at the root of it is misguided priorities. I mean, to be perfectly honest, you know, politicians want to keep their job, mm-hmm. obviously. And at some point, they need to look at, you know, representing the people's interests and working for the good of the people, you know, as being a direct correlation to their longevity. You know, their retention, job retention. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we as people have we've done a poor job of emphasizing just how important it is that we build schools, not prisons. Mm-hmm. And we need to make sure that they understand we're not just yelling and screaming, and there's not just a couple of picket fences or a handful of you know, individuals that are concerned at, you know, commission meetings, but more importantly, that, you know, this is something that could definitely affect everyone, including themselves. Mm-hmm. And I think to some extent, you have, whether you have some deranged sense of class where they can make these adjustments and not be impacted mm-hmm. themselves, mm-hmm. Or if it is really some form of arrogance where they mm-hmm. are aware and doing it in spite of.
I mean, when I think about it, and I heard also on the news that a lot of the teachers would be music teachers, and of course I get always frustrated that the arts is always the first thing to go.
Absolutely.
That mindset that the arts are not important. What do people need music and theater and all that, pottery and all that? What do we need all that for? What is your response to that when you hear that it's the music teachers that are getting a lot of the major cuts in this?
My response is, again, you know, it's ignorance at work. It's ignorance personified, to be honest. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm fortunate that, you know, at People for People, we have a successful partnership with Tune Up Philly. And what they've done is they've allowed us to show 80 children, you know, a whole nother world, a mm-hmm. world that many of us, you know, have experienced in the past, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. you know, shout out to the 70 babies and earlier, right?
right.
But, you know, that's a sad thing. But yeah, for 80 children, they are able to actually, you know, get experience and get tutoring from, you know, world-class musicians. And unfortunately, it had to come at the foot of a partnership, of a grant of sorts. And we're extremely fortunate, but we also know that we're extremely rare. Mm-hmm. And what I can tell you is that there is a transformation that is incredible. What I'm talking about is children that typically will have behavioral issues, performance mm-hmm. issues in terms of, you know, how they're doing in school academically, turned around 100%. Mm-hmm. because now there's a way that we were able to connect with them. So when you're talking about not just the children, but their families transformed, when you're talking about the children participating at Easter events, at the Kimmel Center, you're talking about a whole nother trajectory now. They're going a whole nother path because of just the impact of music. Let's think about the other arts and how they could also further impact not just our school, but the school across the world.
Okay, so I want to know from you, the listening audience, we're having this discussion about the cuts, the layoffs that are coming at the school district. Are you mad enough to do anything? And if you are, what are you willing to do to help this crisis in our city as far as education is concerned? It is really at a place where we are, I know most of us, are very concerned about the future of our children. And it should be our future in general, not just our children, but our future in general, because there's going to be a whole lot more kids sitting on the sidelines who are unmotivated about school as a result of this, and will not have the help that they need because a lot of the teachers that they need in place won't be there anymore. So are you mad enough to do something? And if so, what are you willing to do to help stop what is happening with our education system here in Philadelphia? And even if you're not a resident of Philadelphia, if you're willing to help, hey, we want to know what you're willing to do. If you live in Jersey or Delaware, please give us a call. 215-263-1039. Are you mad enough about what's happening with our education system in Philadelphia to be able to do something? And if so, what are you willing to do? 215-263-1039. What are some of the things that people can get involved with to do for this situation? Because it's every time I watch the news, I just get more and more discouraged.
Yeah, obviously, we all know that the normal response, of course, you want to write your local, you know, state and federal representatives to let them know that you're aware of, you know, what's going on and that you're concerned, you're past concerned at this point, you're infuriated. You definitely want to do that. Additionally, of course, you can make phone calls. Additionally, you could look at, you know, town hall meetings, additional meetings locally, as well as maybe at the state level that you may want to attend. And also, more importantly, you want to talk with your neighbors. You want to talk with your families. You know, more than likely, you know, we have a lot in common at this particular time. And the one thing we have in common is our children. Many people cannot afford private school. And so this is, you know, what you're talking about is a Hobson's choice. You're telling me that I must, you know, take my child and put them into a school that I know is inferior, is overcrowded, and that even this school may potentially be gone next year. Additionally, you're telling me that although I've, you know, protested in the past, or maybe I put a post on my Facebook, no one's listening. So, again, you got to talk about everyone, understanding that they are in themselves a center of influence.
Yeah.
So, to yourself now, you become, you know, that civil rights leader. You know, talk to everyone on your block. Talk to people in your family. Talk about how you can, you know, and make sure now that everyone is actually doing it, not just saying it. So, what I'm saying essentially is now you become a participating partner. Not necessarily someone who just believes in the cause, because while you're believing it, that could you could still have your mouth closed. Demonstrate through your deeds where you are on this topic, on this subject, on this catastrophe, on this epidemic.
You're a parent, so how has this affected your thinking? What are some of the things you're doing to be proactive against this crisis?
There's a number of things. I mean, obviously, you know, as a parent and partner, I'm talking with mom about, you know, what are the next steps? You know, we're often looking at other schools and what can they, you know, what do they bring to the table? The first thing to understand is that no matter what school your child goes to, you know, you cannot focus the energy on, you know, on that school being able to do it all. So it is about a partnership with the school. It is about understanding where their strengths and weaknesses are. And so we understand it. There's not going to be a perfect school. There's not going to be a perfect situation. But what we also got to do is we have to make sure that for the schools that are doing well or the schools that are struggling, that, you know, again, you acknowledge where they are and you try to make sure that you assess them appropriately. You know, you can't look at a school from a pie in the sky kind of perspective, because then none of them would meet your, you know, your standard. And we understand that. So in terms of this situation now, where you're talking about the amount of people that are being cut. And in many ways, even as you ran through those numbers, you're looking at a lot of support staff,
mm-hmm.
which means that the staff that are there right in front of the teacher, mm-hmm. I mean, in front of the students, excuse me, their time now is going to be further, you know, diluted mm-hmm. by way of, you know, handling these other responsibilities. And so everything from, you know, the quality of education to the quality of the paperwork, the systems and processes mm. that are in place, and whether or not they'll be followed with a level of due diligence and mm. Discipline, frequency, the whole nine. You know, you're talking about a ripple effect that is catastrophic. And mm-hmm. and this is not, you know, about, you know, creating panic,
mm-hmm.
because this panic is organic.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mean to rhyme. I apologize. It's I'm not Jesse Jackson.
Let it happen. Okay, let it happen.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. I digress. But you know, in terms of what to do, I'm going to take similar steps. But additionally, it's about, you know, what else? And mm-hmm. now we need to do some additional research. I don't have all the answers. But I think, again, in conversation, you know, taking a collaborative approach, you're able to get additional perspectives mm-hmm. on what other steps you can take
mm-hmm.
and not get so caught up in just, you know, this is just wrong, and then sitting down and watching mm-hmm. because we as people tend to be spectators.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're watching the next, you know, the next thing to pop up on TV. We're on the internet, you know, and we're liking different posts that are also, you know, mm-hmm. of people that are frustrated. But what else? I mean, do the decision makers know?
Mm-hmm.
Did the decision makers get your phone call, your letter,
mm-hmm.
your email, see your face?
Mm-hmm.
And also, let's also provide support for those that are about to lose their job. You know, there's another thing. You know, again, let's keep them encouraged. You know,
yeah.
You're talking about, I think the stats said the other day, one out of 409 Philadelphians will lose their job. That's mm-hmm. incredible.
Yeah.
When you think about it, I mean,
yeah.
some people say, well, it's 409. I mean, but no, I mean, when you're talking about literally close to 4,000 people in Philadelphia losing mm-hmm. their jobs, more than likely somebody probably within a block of you
yeah. is right? going to lose their job. You know, the reason why this show works, it works because of you, my listening audience. I really want to hear from you. What are you willing to do to help with this crisis that we are having in our education system? Also, give us a call if you're a parent and you're trying to figure out what your next steps are. How is this concerning you and your family? If you are a student, how is this concerning you and your education? How is this affecting you? The news about the layoffs in the school system. We know about the schools, the 23 schools that are closing, and now we have 3,000 people who may lose their jobs in July. So how is all of this affecting you, and what are you planning to do about it for your own family, for your own education, for your community? Give us a call, 215-263-1039, 215-263-1039. We're taking this time to talk about it, you know, to give you an opportunity to release your frustration, express yourself, also to talk about some solutions. Like we mentioned before, the fact that music programs, arts programs, sports programs even are dying. All these extracurricular things, when it's time to pinch that budget, it's those things that get cut. But then youth don't have an outlet. They don't have a place to express themselves. If they're not particularly good at math and science, which everybody gets praised for, you know, if you're great at math and science, it's like, oh, you're smart. As if you're not smart if you're good at music. As if you're not smart if you're good at art. And things like that. I don't get it. Maybe it's because I'm an artistic person, but I know without the arts, there are a lot of young people and older people who just would not have a place to put their emotions for difficult home situations or difficult decisions that they may have to make in their life. You know, our young people are going through a lot. And so having the arts there gives them a place to put that. In terms of outlets and other programs that are out there, do you know of, you mentioned one, but do you know of other programs that you can suggest to parents, artistic programs that they can take their youth to, whether they're teens or preteens or little people?
I think that, you know, the first thing that they have to do is, you know, they have to, of course, assess where they are. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, you have different types of programs that are available. With various programs come, you know, stipulations, you know, everything from the zip code that you're in to the grade level to, you know, registration periods, especially as you talk about going into the summer. You know, like a good example would be PYN, which is, you know, provides at least, you know, work experience to the youth. And at the same time, you know, they're also being paid, which is a great opportunity for many youth.
And tell everybody what PYN is.
Philadelphia Youth Network. My apologies. Thanks. And so, you know, again, it goes right back to, you know, where are you? You know, maybe talking to people that while I may say a particular source, it may not apply to them. One thing that we did notice across the board, that there are many cuts to the existing programs that do exist. So, you know, the key thing is to, you know, look at where are you in terms of the school district, the area of the city, and also you know, your child, how old they are, and what your particular interests are. I have not seen a great deal of additional programs that I would say are free. You know, obviously, you know, you can take them to, you know, shout out to Freedom Theater. Great. They have a great summer program. But not everyone can afford, you know, $975 for 6 weeks. But it's an excellent program. And so, again, I would look at not just programs that are free, but perhaps looking at situations where, you know, you can get a subsidy of some sort.
And where can people go to find these things? Because there may be some folks who are listening who are like, listen, my budget is tighter than tight. I don't have the money, but I want to put Jacqueline and Johnny in something productive. Where can I go to find things for them to do?
Well, again, you know, ironically, you know, with the sites for the school district, you'll see a number of different programs and, you know, vendors that have existing relationships. And it's a good place to start, I would say that much, because in many ways they are very sensitive to, you know, the economic challenges. And so often they may have, you know, some applications and also provide some standards in terms of, you know, what you may need to qualify for those, you know, for those services. Additionally, I would say, you know, the internet is our friend. And so you could even just do a search in terms of, you know, summer programs, educational programs, what have you.
All right, let me talk to Larry real quick. Do I have time to take this call before we go to break? I don't want to leave the sister on hold too much. All right, so let's quickly go to Barbara calling in from North Philadelphia. Barbara, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. How are you?
Fine. I'm so happy you are talking about this topic.
Yes, ma'am.
I just strongly believe that our mayor and our city council are throwing our children up under the bus. If they are serious, they can take a pay cut, put it into the school district. They raise taxes. Why are our taxes going to the schools? Where's that money? Taxes have been raised every year for the last 2 years. Why is it in the schools?
Well,
and that's about it.
All right.
You know, they ought to put their money where their mouth is. They stood on platforms that education is important. Show us it's important.
Well, I hear you, Mama, and we'll see what happens. Hopefully, the layoffs aren't, you know, aren't going to come through in July, and hopefully there is some change that can happen, and please do your part by making a call, writing a letter, and letting your voice be heard, okay?
If we start talking about impeaching the mayor, I bet you he'll find money to fund the school.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, Barbara, thank you so much. I appreciate your comment, and thank you for listening to us today.
All righty.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
We're looking for your comments as well. We are talking about the layoffs at the school district. Over 3,000 people will lose their jobs in July if something doesn't change immediately. How is this affecting you? How is it affecting your children? Children, how do you think this will affect your education? Give us a call. 215-263-1039. Stay with us. Praise in the City returns after this.
Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station. Spread the word and let your voice be heard. It's Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
Over 3,000 people are set to lose their jobs in July. And we're talking about your feelings on that. How is this affecting you personally? If you are a parent, if you are a student, and of course, if you are an employee here talking with us this morning is our offsite producer, Donovan West. We were talking off mic, and I see that we have a call. We're going to go right to that call in just 1 second. We were talking off mic about how growing up, there were certain jobs that were safe jobs. You, right. If you wanted to play it safe, or, you know, not saying you don't have a particular passion for this thing, but if, you know, if you wanted to go for what was considered a safe job, teaching and working for the post office growing up were considered the safe jobs. It's not a lot of fluctuation. You're going to have a job for the rest of your life if you want it. And it's just upsetting to know that neither one of those can be considered a safe job now for anybody.
I mean, a teacher, you just knew that you could start and finish there. And, you know, post office, we all knew, you know, everybody needs the mail. You know, there's nothing new is going to happen there. And we understand, you know, as, you know, with technology, with the post office, we all can kind of understand that. We get that. But teachers, though, wow, really? Yeah. And even as you look at, you know, homeschooling and other things like that, we get that as well. And there should be a little attrition. But this makes no sense. I mean, shout out to my brother, Dorian, you know, when he was getting his degree. You know, he loves kids, has a passion for kids, and he works in that industry. But one of the things he said is like, yeah, this is secure also. And it's scary. It's scary to see that, you know, we're talking about thousands losing their job, not just in terms of teachers, but also the teacher supports, because as we mentioned before, quality of education is key. But also, you know, we're skipping the other key component, or should I say elephant in the room, and that is security. You know, seriously, you know, we are in Philadelphia, correct? We're not in Kansas. So, you know, when
sure
you talk
Kansas
about.
Has their own issues.
Oh, absolutely. They do. You know, bullying isn't as prevalent, I would say, you know, in terms of the numbers as it is in Philadelphia. And, you know, it's something that affects, you know, every school. And when you start talking about less eyes, less supervision, and when you also talk about, you know, the administrative components missing, you know, in terms of things being documented and carried out effectively, you know, you're talking about now a chasm of just uncertainty.
Yeah. Which is never a good place to be. So let's go to the phones. We want to hear from you. Reach out to us. What are your concerns? How does this information affect you? What are you planning to do about it? How are you being proactive? Are you someone who may potentially lose your job as a result of all of this? Are you a student and you're not quite sure what to expect in the next school year? Parent, and you are you a parent and you feel the same way? Give us a call. 215-263-1039. Let's go to the phones and speak with Andrea, who is calling in from the Philadelphia area. Andrea, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Great. Thank you for joining us. What's your comment?
I just wanted to say, like I told the guy before, I'm a school district employee who is up for layoff. And at this point, you know, like I told him, it's scary. Every day you come home, you look through your mail, see that letter in the envelope. You know, it's scary because we got family. We have, you know, our bills or, you know, things. So the kids is a major part, but we are too. But, like, me and my coworkers discuss every day. Like, the only thing we can kind of do is, you know, have faith in God and trust that he'll carry us through this. Because, like I told him, they did this 2 years ago. And, you know, the only good thing about it, we just was laid off through the summertime, which we would have been off anyway, and we received our notice in September to go back down and pick. So, you know, I went back to work September the 17th or for the layoff, so it wasn't so bad. You see what I mean?
Right.
But we don't know how far this one will go. But like I said, the only thing we can do at this point is just trust and believe that God will do something. Like, but honestly, the lady that called, that had said, Barbara, I think her name was,
yes, ma'am.
When they said they, you know, she said they were raising taxes and doing all of that. Honestly, all of the stuff that they're raising, they really need to put their money towards the school district, because all they keep doing is just getting money from us for every little thing, and we never see the money. We never see the outcome. We never see nothing. Only the benefits, you know, or state or the city, and it's not cool.
And can I ask you, at the school that you work for, what is the reaction to the students? How are the students taking to all of these changes?
Well, you know what? I work in an elementary school, so, you know, they don't really show, because I don't think they're far into it, so okay. I don't know, maybe like middle and high school would probably, but honestly, I think that we are in no condition at this point to be cutting any kind of adult, any kind of staff, any kind of anybody that is willing to work with these kids in this generation today, because they need all of the positive guidance that they can get, because they lack so much of it at home and their families. You see what I mean?
Yes.
We need the positive direction, and if they're only getting it at school, why touch at school?
Right.
You know what I mean? Because a lot of kids, this generation is totally different, and I'm not that old, but this generation is different from when we were kids.
All right. Well, I thank you for speaking up. I'm really sorry that you may be one of the people who may lose their job by the summer. So I hope that that doesn't happen. And God bless you. And whatever the case, I hope you land on your feet in any respect. Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. And enjoy your day.
And you know, just a point about those that are losing their jobs. You know, employers in the area, you know, they definitely they can play a part. You know. Opportunities that they do have, you know, they should be willing to consider, while it may not be a direct connect, but there are definitely some transferable skills that the individuals that are about to lose their job or may very well lose their job can present to, you know, potential employers. So again, we need to, you know, we need to support individuals who have, you know, decided and committed to support the school district in many different, you know, capacities. And I hope that some employers do follow and provide them that support by way of helping them transition to other forms of, you know, gainful employment.
Now, you work with and for People for People. Talk about some of the things that you guys have going on there, which could help with the situation, whether it's for parents, for students, or for people who may lose their jobs.
Well, as I mentioned before, you know, it's summertime, and, you know, summertime is PYN time, Philadelphia Youth Network time, where, you know, the youth are able to, you know, get helpful work experience and within the context of a real working environment, as opposed to just being, you know, an intern that's just getting coffee. We feel that is very empowering, and it allows them also to further define what some of their interests and gifts are.
Okay.
You know, that's a great program, and it lasts, you know, for about 6-7 weeks throughout the summer. It also provides us as an organization an opportunity to interact with them more closely and provide some additional guidance, mentoring, if you will, and get a sense of, you know, where they're going in the up and coming, you know, school year. Additionally, we have a program, it's called the LEAD program, and it provides, you know, mentoring and I would say educational support to youth that are in PHA facilities, to specific facilities, Raymond Rosen and Blumberg. And one of the things that we also do is, you know, they take college tours as well as, you know, make sure that we engage them in different projects where they can work as a team and develop some leadership skills. You know, so that's been very successful. Additionally, we have another program. It's called Project Restore, where we're working with adjudicated youth, youth that have been, you know, that made bad decisions earlier. And as adults, they do not have a record, and we want to keep it that way.
Okay.
And so we partner with them, you know, with the number of different agencies throughout the city to make sure that they are getting the right kind of information, the right kind of resources. Additionally, we provide employment as well as, you know, life skills support, so that they can understand that it's not just about, you know, self-sufficiency isn't about just having a job. It's about what to do should you lose the job. And so we don't want them to say, oh, well, I lost a job, so now I'm going to start to, you know, fall into bad habits again, or, you know, behaviors. And so we're trying to create the kind of system whereby they understand that, you know, it's about balancing their life through, you know, other activities, being around the right people, as well as, you know, being more responsible for their actions.
All right, good stuff. I'm going to take a few minutes to go to the phones. We do have a few more minutes left. If you have a comment that you want to make on the program today, just reach out to us at 215-263-1039. We have Osha, am I saying that right? Osha calling in from Upper Darby on line one. Osha, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just had a suggestion possibly for parents with children in the Philadelphia school district to contribute a small fee for their kids to go to school. I know it's a public school and it's supposed to be free, but possibly something even as small as $2 a day, $10 a week, $40 a month, you know,
to contribute, to stimulate money,
to stimulate revenue into the school district, because nobody else is putting money into the school district. They're taking money out.
Mm-hmm.
So if you care about your kids' education, you know, donate money to the school district. You can take it down to your school, take it down to the school district building, whatever, to help to stimulate revenue so that your kids can continue to be educated.
We have Donovan West in studio. What do you think about that as a parent? What do you think about that for a public school setup?
I mean, I like the idea of fundraising. I like the idea of fundraising. Commitment in terms of, you know, going ahead and creating, I would call, I guess, a minimized or subsidized, you know, billing kind of situation, you know, this is my agreement. I'll pay, you know, $40 a month or $100 a month.
Mm.
I mean, I like that. That still can fall into the, you know, the area of fundraising where you can say, here's my ongoing commitment. And that works. I mean, I would open it up and say, you know, how about we look at the corporations? How about we look at government and open it up all the way and say, okay, we're asking for you to fill this pit of, say, $300 million, to be precise. That's the amount in cuts this past, you know, budget, which was passed last Thursday. I think that was for 2.4, right?
I think so.
So they cut $300 million, which is the reason why close to 4,000 people are about to lose their jobs. So how about we start there and include and just widen the net, so to speak, so that we can get also donations or commitments, rather, for long terms. Perhaps a corporation can say, we'll donate this amount over the next 3 years or 5 years, and as well as individuals, you know, wealthy individuals that may want to also do the same thing. So I like the idea. And, you know, again, as long as it stays an option, again, it's free education for a reason for a large majority, I would say, of Philadelphians that, you know, are sending their children to public school. They simply can't afford anything else. And in many ways, you know, when you talk about, you know, subsidized or free lunches, when you talk about subsidized or free additional programs, you know, before and after care, you know, when you talk about even daycares, you know, CCIS, you know, you're talking about a population that's probably about, I would say, between 60 and 75% cannot afford another dime. So leaving it as an option is great. I like the idea. I would just widen the net.
Yeah, I fully concur. It should be an option for the parents. And once the parents are involved, I believe the other corporations would want to get involved as well. So I fully agree. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Great idea.
Thank you so much for listening.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Take care. Let's go to, we don't have that call. Okay. So go ahead. I'm sorry. You were still talking about other programs. I know we have some people who are calling in, so we're going to give Larry a chance to.
Well, just
find
really
out
quickly.
Who's there.
I mean, if you would like to, you know, check online what additional programs may be available, you can go on www.phila.gov/youth-programs, and you know, they would have a breakout of some of the programs that are available, not only in the summertime but also going into the school year. And again, I encourage everyone to do as much research as you can, because again, different programs have stipulations, standards, and they may apply to, you know, a particular group of zip codes, age groups, and also, of course, they may have some economic standards in terms of, you know, what the parents are earning.
Right.
Of the household.
Good stuff. I know we have another call. I do want to kind of get to that person in just a few seconds, because I know we have to wrap up the show. So we're going to go to Miss Moore, is that correct? I think we're getting her prepped and ready to go. If you're just tuning in, this is Praise in the City on Praise 103.9. FM. And also, if you have a comment about our topic today, please make sure you find us on our Facebook page, facebook.com. Look for Praise in the City. Let's go to Ms. Moore calling in on line 4. Hi, Ms. Moore.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, right now I'm a little disgusted. Okay. I really can't believe that we live in this big city with all these state representatives and everybody, and we letting this happen to our children as well as our employees. I mean, where does the concern come for education? Mm-hmm. I am just so glad that my kids are out of school now, because the school system, I just don't know what it's going to become. Mm-hmm. And who's standing up for them? Who's saying anything? I don't see the superintendent get on TV, and he says this stuff like it's, I mean, I guess he can supposed to act like that. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, where's the concern that? Mm-hmm. It's just ridiculous. I can't believe it. In this century, in this time, that we're talking about closing schools, laying off people, and education is just going down the drain. Mm-hmm. But we say we love our children, but where's the future for our kids? Where's the legacy? Mm-hmm. It's just really sad, and I just had to vent and say that.
No, that's okay. That's what we are providing this platform for. Thank you so much for calling, and thank you for listening to us today.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I know we are coming down to the end of the show, getting really close. Again, if you have information that's out there that you want people to know about, Donovan, how people can reach you guys at People for People.
You could call us at 215-235-2340. Mm-hmm. Or if you want to email me, you can email me at dwest@peopleforpeople.org. That email address again is dwest@peopleforpeople.org.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us on the program today. Let's keep up the good fight. Much love going out to you, Donovan West, our offsite producer and in studio special guest today. And to our in studio producer, Larry, thank you for all that you do. Stay with us. Marriage Beyond the Vows is coming up next. Have a peaceful, positive, and productive day. Bye bye.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station.